welcome you officially to the Chat Station, where we talk about matters of the heart. By the way, if anything is bothering you, feel free to hit me up on Instagram so I'll talk to you about it and bring it live on the radio. Yesterday, we were supposed to have this conversation, but the topic we had the previous day, you know, we had to continue with that yesterday and it took the whole day. So today, we'll be having this, and I'll read this quickly, put out a question, and then play you some great tunes. Then when we return, we talk about this. Hi Ada, I once had a girl that demanded we have a blood covenant in order to prove my love. Stumbled on our wedding pictures recently on Facebook. I am just laughing. We know, now this is me just talking to you. Know that people hardly know everything about their partners at the beginning of a relationship, because most times couples are not willing to disclose everything about themselves from the, you know, from the onset. Well, let's say you are in the middle of a serious relationship and then you discover your partner once had a blood covenant with an ex. Would you go ahead and marry that person? I want you to think about that. Let's say you're madly in love with this girl, you're madly in love with this guy, and maybe a year or two or three start dating, that person now, you know, reveals some of his or her past to you. Like, hey babe, I know you want to do forever with me, but back then in secondary school, there was this girl I was in love with. I thought we were going to end up together. I mean, we were quite young and ignorant about life. We were novices, but then we did something silly. We had a blood oath just to prove and reaffirm our love for each other. Think about it. What would you do? Go ahead and marry such a person? Would you be scared? I honestly want to get your opinion on this. And also, I am asking you, would you marry someone who once had a blood covenant? Yeah. And also, have you ever been in this situation before? Or have you ever had a partner that asked for a blood covenant as a means of assurance? Be sincere. Can you take a blood covenant just to keep your present relationship? That person you're currently with, that person you think you're gonna end up with, what if he asks for a blood covenant? What are you gonna do? Call it quits? Go ahead, do it? Or what exactly? So when we get back, we'll be having that awesome conversation. And by the way, it is Wednesday, and you know what we do on Wednesday. So at 1 o'clock, it'll be time for the hookup show. And not just the hookup show, it is a night for you to request for a song to be played for that special one. It is a night for you to give your love filled shout out to that special someone, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your crush, your colleague, your classmate, your neighbor, even your ex, your enemy. Feel free. It is that night, so it's something I wouldn't want you to miss. All right, we have Rocket Rather. It is a song by American recording artist Beyoncé from her fifth studio album, Beyoncé. And that was released in the year 2013. A beautiful morning to you and welcome to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. I go by the name Ada Blessing. And of course, I have Pondit right here in the studio with me. Today, I literally had to beg Pondit. I was like, Pondit, please. Pondit, please join me on the show, because I miss you. Yeah, kind of want to see you. Yeah, I know today that I'm just hyping you. Enjoy it. How are you doing, Pondit?
I'm good. What's up with you, Ada? You look pang. What's going on?
Ada is good. Thanks for asking.
How was the day like?
Well, had a great day. Really great. You know those days when you're not happy, you're not sad, you're just there.
Yeah. Just a layback day.
You know, a day to reflect on life, okay. A day to think about everything, and a day to actually ask yourself some questions, and then you get to see what to do, right? What step to take, seems to just adjust in life.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, some days are like that.
All right, yeah, we all have it. I get it. And today was yesterday. I had a very heartfelt conversation with a lady I used to crush on.
Oh, really?
And we spoke a lot. I felt like after speaking to her, there was a great relief in my heart. And you know, when you see someone differently and then you just had a conversation with her and then your perception just changed, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I kind of like this lady now more than ever before. So she's not just a crush now. She's like, you know, you begin to reason some kind, you know, serious things like
can
that
I
in your
guess?
Head.
I know. Can I guess?
Okay, go on. Okay.
All right. I don't want to spoil your other.
But
market.
Go on.
I don't want to do that.
You know me now.
No. Just, let's play safe.
Why acting like
you
know?
I don't want you to be single. It's not a good feel at all. I don't want you to be single, so I'll help you.
So apparently,
I'll help you out there.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. I am sounding this way. My voice is a little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah. She drank. She drank full water.
I did not drink. You know, it's rainy season. Yeah.
Let me tell them what happened.
What's your problem?
Let me tell them what
too
happened.
Too much rainfall, and I think
rain did not fall today.
It did not, but it's been.
Yes, for
exactly.
Today.
For today,
as far as I'm concerned.
No, yesterday it did not. Today is a new day. So my voice is a little bit different. I don't want to fall sick because I don't want to miss the chart station. And aside that, I am talking behind the mask quite a lot. I sound a little bit different, but not to worry. It's still your radio girlfriend.
I actually warned you not to take it.
Not to what?
I warned you not to take that, and you did. Now, look
come
at
on. I am not really, really into alcohol. I can go a year without it. I say this a lot of times.
That's why I said, don't try it.
I did not. Nah,
all right.
Pundit.
Okay, we'll move from there. And shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to baby girl. I don't know if she's listening. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have a baby girl.
I don't know. If I have, I wouldn't deny. That's the truth.
Okay.
That's the truth. But then again, it's not like I don't know how to even describe it. You know, she's the man in the relationship. I'm the woman or something. And it's just a high. It's someone I've not seen for like how many years. I don't know. But it's all good.
Don't worry. Both of you will see soon.
I pray so.
Okay. So welcome to the show, guys. 34 minutes gone past 12. And today I want us to talk about blood covenant. So I got the sex hired there. I once had a girl that demanded we have a blood covenant in order to prove my love. Stumbled on her wedding pictures recently on Facebook. I am just laughing. Like I said, people hardly knew everything about their partners at the beginning of a new relationship, at the beginning of a relationship rather, because most times couples are not willing to disclose everything about themselves from the onset. Now, let's say you are in something very serious. I'm talking about a relationship now. You're in a very serious relationship, and then you get to discover that person you want to spend the rest of your life with had a blood covenant back in the days. With an ex, what would you do? Would you go ahead and marry that person? Have you ever been in that situation before? Or have you ever had a partner that asks for blood covenant as a means of assurance? You know, this thing with reassurance, when you're in a relationship and you just want your partner to reassure you that it's you and no one else and it's always going to be you. People do it differently. Some people, they just want to take your word for it. Some people, they need actions to believe you. And some, talking about actions, some, they don't care about the gifts you give to them. They don't care about what you buy. They don't care about the places you take them to. They don't even care about all this. They just want that blood to be exchanged because they believe so much in spirituality. They're like, okay, let's do this. And then only then will I believe that you are going to be with me and no one else. And also, I want you to be very sincere. Can you take a blood covenant just to keep your relationship? So, this person or that person you are with right now, that person that rocks your boat, that person whose voice totally your body. Okay, what if he calls you one day and tells you, babe, I want to take you somewhere? Then he takes you to a place that is not your usual sport, only for you to see one man adorned in red attire, red, white, and black, with chalk all over and a little calabash, and tells you, all right, it's time for both of you to do it. Blood oath. What you gonna do? Run back? Get mad? Do it anyway because you're madly in love with that person? Or start speaking in tongues? What you gonna do? Let's have this conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Let's hear from you, then we'll hear from Pondit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay. So, you are discussing about the world currency, right?
Yes. Yes, please.
I myself, I'm Chikwas Kori.
Hello?
I'm Chikwas Kori.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what I want to contribute on today's topic, body covenant, I'm not giving support for that kind of thing. Because it's not ideal at all.
It's not ideal, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you feel so? If you're going to spend the rest of your life with that person, why say it's not ideal? I mean, it's something you should gladly do, don't you think so?
I know. You know that body covenant is not nice because some of the partner used to cheat, you know? So, even though you have a body covenant partner, part of the future, but that person will not be telling you the truth. But that person will be telling you the truth. So at least there will be kind of a disagreement in two parties. So the short word of covenant cannot stand. So I mean, it has a kind of negative impact. So it's better you be on your own, be yourself, be yourself. So
okay.
Love will come to you.
Oh, okay. Idea. Thanks for calling. Okay. Wow. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's take this call and then we hear from the great pundit.
Hello, Ada.
Hello, Mr. Jeff.
Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
Daddy pundit, good morning, sir.
Wait, what's popping? What's popping, bro? What's popping?
I'm popping.
Yeah,
poppy.
I got that. Yeah, that's a feeling. I love that. Welcome to the show, bro.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
I'll not be glad this soon. Ada, seriously, make a start for number one. Me personally, first of all, I'll first talk about my own self first.
Okay.
Blood covenant. Better we could do blood covenant, we could better go marry instantly. We could forget that one. Because one, I don't know the future. I don't even know where change will come from. Secondly, if I'm sure of myself, I'm not sure of the lady. Because me, myself, I can guarantee myself of sincere love. Ah, according to research, women are flamboyant. Like, they feel it's a twist sometimes, depending who they meet and what they hear. So, if I know faith, if you say, I get problem. So at the end of the day, if I don't say, if he say, I get problem. So he's known him. He made a cry for him so dearly because that instant he really loved me.
Yeah.
And he really secure. But when he comes to now, he will forget. He not gonna take him so serious because he don't go, love don't kind of go to that place. What about me? So at the end of the day, for me, every time I could do that, I could just go to church. Who could marry the married? Who could see us go fast putting blood covenant?
Really?
And if I did for that guy's shoe, three months after, if me personally love the girl,
yeah.
First of all, I'm going to first show me the guy first.
What guy?
The guy went to take the blood out to his test.
No, you don't understand, Jeff. They dated back then, and the girl was the one that wanted the blood covenant, but he refused. Now, recently, he just saw her wedding pictures online.
Now they talk now. Say that one, he not take him,
no, he did not.
He thank God for your life. Now.
Exactly. That's why he was laughing.
Think thank God. Say, you ever ask one question? Say, okay, if you don't collect the blood causing that, I say, on a long take out. In call final, say.
Yeah. Let's say the girl you want to marry had a blood covenant. What would you do with someone else? What you going to do?
That's why they talk now. Say, me personally, if I find out same girl blood covenant on that person, who could say ex, if I really love this girl and I really want to come down that street, I say, I really should do whatever it takes to keep her. So we start from the ex. Is the ex willing to leave her? If the ex someone not to leave her, I will walk away. Because they don't already decide with their blood covenant. But if the ex ain't won't leave her, fine. Then perform the ritual. After the ritual, we continue our life.
What ritual? Okay, so you ask both of them to go back and, you know, destroy whatever they had. Okay.
I don't go ever ask the girl that the ex gone the man. It's not the man. It's not the man. I go ask her, you won't leave this girl. He says, fine. He decides to leave her. Better. But if you say never ready, well, I will simply carry my bag and my baggage. I'm going to, because between them two, they know how to take sort of themselves.
Wow.
That is my own take for this issue, because you know, if fight waiting blood don't join together. That is just it.
Okay, so you believe so much in
yes.
God.
I did it for you, bro.
Yes, nah. Baba.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Do it for your own, though.
Okay, thank you. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
What's your name?
My name is Silas.
Silas, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Silas.
What I have to say concerning blood covenant is this. Blood covenant is a spiritual deed.
Okay.
I think it is not something physical. It's not something someone can do. Maybe later one day you just woke up and say, I am not doing it again. It's something when you do it and you stand on it.
Okay.
So anything concerned, as for me, anything concerning blood covenant, I am not involved. If I am dating someone, even the purpose I'm dating, like if I'm dating and she brought an issue of blood covenant, that's the end of the relationship.
Really? Just like that?
Yes, that's the end.
Wow.
Because the reason why I will not do it is to change is constant. And we still all have, like me, I have a very long way to go. So nobody knows what will happen to me. So anything concerning blood covenant, I'm not involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Frank. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Are you there?
No, Pundit is here.
Great Pundit.
Yeah, good morning, Daddy. It was popping. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You see how I defended you yesterday, Abby?
You defended me.
Yeah. You the defender of the defenders. welcome.
Hello, morning.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
How are you doing now?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Blood covenant is not good.
Okay.
And I'm surprised that people are still involving themselves in such art. It's no gray area.
Okay.
No amount of love that can shackle a man or a woman as you lead a man to go into that thing. It's not an easy one. The thing real somebody's life. And are you getting me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I should bring this topic now, people will not stop doing it. Because if, assuming they will stop doing it, For more than how many years this thing has been running, people could have learned their lesson. At the end of the day, they will say, I love her so much. What did you love? When you enter into that blood covenant, you will not love that person again. because you have full confidence that after all, she's going nowhere. Her head will start coming.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, people will still be involving themselves in such spiritual path. It's not good.
Okay.
You have bring the topic. I will still be talking on it. So anybody that wants to try should go ahead and do it. But at the end of the day, let them not bring it as a topic one day for me to treat to what I will respond. The person will not like it.
Okay, Mr. Frank, so are you trying to tell us that if you now see a girl that you like and you really want to settle down with her, then she tells you, babe, I once had a blood covenant with my ex, you're going to end the relationship?
If I have married that person,
mm-hmm.
and the person that she committed that blood covenant is still alive,
mm.
we'll look for a solution.
How? What's the solution?
When you bring their both of them,
mm.
and if they can remember that particular word they use,
wow.
if there is any equipment they use that day that is still available, you can resolve it.
How?
Yes. If it is people that use calabash,
mm.
and that calabash or stone, and that razor, if it is still there,
how can they keep razor for years? What?
Of if they did it and break everything.
Mm, you know, some people do
and
that.
Dead for, to death, do them part.
Yeah.
That is fine now. There is no kind of pastor or prayer that can dissolve it.
Really?
If I have not gotten married with that person, mm-hmm. we are in the process. And you then come and say, Mr. Frank, I was once in a blood covenant with somebody, but I no longer love him. So I don't know how you see it. That is not how we see it. Only you carry your cross, I will carry my own cross. You will not carry your own, come and spoil my own. You go and face that thing that makes you to enter into that relationship. You go and face it.
Okay.
Because some people will be looking at that beauty. That initiative. That tomorrow you might find beauty in law, in past, in money. Maybe the person might not have money again. Tomorrow the girl might have an accident and have an injury, or the boy might have an accident and a physical challenge will come. The thing will cause problem for you to disconnect from that. The problem will come. Then you will go and marry. What if it is people that said once you enter another person, the person will die? What will happen? Once the person enter that place, they will die. Definitely, either they run mad or they die. It's not good. And people doesn't like hearing that particular word, and they will keep doing it. Did you know that somebody called on Monday, on our sister session, that our girlfriend said, if you really know, if you really love me, I want to enter the block of that with you. On Monday, last month, 2 days ago.
Wow.
I said, so these people are still using this word, blood covenant. It's not good, though.
Okay, Mr. Frank. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Adek okay.
Adek okay, welcome.
I'm good. Blood covenant. Yeah. Many years ago, one of my friends had that with
really?
Girlfriend.
Wow.
Then. They were young enough then. And it was not easy because they had a breakup. They came back again. Had another breakup, came back. And they were just going and coming. And it started affecting, later when they broke up, it affected their relationships with those two separate people. And mm-hmm. when it comes to blood covenant,
mm-hmm.
it depends on what you have done to make that tie hold on to both of you.
Okay.
If it's blood and what you said that period,
mm.
you know, your words are very powerful and they are binding.
Right.
So when those vows come in, they tend to activate that blood covenant.
Mm.
The blood covenant itself doesn't work, just work. The blood just cutting and mixing blood together. It's more than that. There has to be a vow, you know, that comes in that binds them together, that activates that blood to begin to function. So it started affecting them. So even when Frank was saying, no, Pastor, I said, no, he can talk based on his personal experience, not generalized. This my friend, his father is a pastor. He gets,
yeah.
And then it was later, they found out that both of them had blood covenant. And they confessed when the dad approached. I said, this is what I saw, what really happened. And then he opened up. It took a lot of serious prayers to break that covenant. And then
but they finally did.
It broke, and they finally did. The lady has been long married. My friend has been long married to another person. You get, and they have moved on with their life. So it can actually be broken when still those two people agree together, because they agreed before, and now they have to break that agreement by agreeing together that we don't want this. Because there's also a spiritual implication to that. You get. If that spell is not broken prayerfully, or for those who believe in going an alternative way, then it's going to remain there and maybe detrimental to both of them.
Okay. Before you go, let me ask. So that you said the both parties must agree before it's broken. So what if one does not agree? What happens?
Well, there has to be maybe another length of approach
okay.
when it comes to that, you know, and that has to be more spiritual.
Okay. So if it's taken to the church and pastor prays about it, it's broken, right?
It can be broken, of course.
All right.
Okay, I believe
so. And then, you know, like the person, there's the spiritual head that is more spiritual, that has more of spiritual experience, and also engaged in rigorous prayers and fasting.
Okay, before you go, please tell us, can you actually be with someone who once had blood covenant?
For me, I can, if the person is willing to let go, as in get broken. Like some people do not believe in spirit wives, spiritual husbands, and all that. Personally, I've had that experience. I believe that it happens. I've dated someone with spirit husband before. And then the spirit husband was attacking me. He came to warn me.
Really?
Yeah. He came to warn me. They said, if I go ahead with this lady, they are going to kill her. And that also they are going to frustrate me. They frustrated my business, I'm telling you. And I almost died in accidents, several accidents that came my way. Thank God I was spiritual enough to detect this, and then with serious prayers, the spell was broken. You get these things are real, and they are spiritual things. Because it didn't happen to this person doesn't mean it's not happening. That's what people don't know. But it's more spiritual.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello?
Sorry about that. We apologize.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes,
good morning. What's your name?
Can I remain anonymous?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to call you the name that one of the previous callers called you.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you clear?
You want to do what?
I just love the name one of the previous callers called you. Adamoni.
Oh. Okay. That.
I couldn't just get myself.
Okay.
Nothing. Yeah. Paternal old stuff. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It's quite mysterious. This is an injured how do I put it? It has been an urgent customer or whatever.
Can you please sit upright so we can hear you? Hello? Oh dear. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good evening. Sorry about that.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes.
I like it when Adegoke said I was speaking for my own personal opinion. And I'm alone. Everybody have their own opinion. I will be the last person to encourage blood covenant.
Okay.
If you can cancel the vow you make, can you cancel that blood they have mixed together and leak? can you cancel it? If they can cancel it, if he says that he has an experience for somebody that they have scattered or cancelled their block governance and they have long married, no problem. But remember, it's not the day you cut off a tree that the leaves die.
Okay.
So I can never encourage block governance. It's not good.
Okay, Mr. Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
We apologize.
Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, bro.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Suleiman, calling from Papa.
Suleiman, good morning, welcome.
Yeah, my name. Pundit, right?
Fantastic, you got it.
How you doing, Pundit?
I'm good, Poppy, it was good.
I'm good as you.
All right, so please talk to us. Yes, please.
Me, to me, is a believer. Once you believe in this, that's it.
Really?
I don't believe in all this government or whatever. I don't believe in it. If you believe in it, it works for you. If you don't believe in it, you can go ahead and... Yes, I can go ahead and send your grandma to you. I don't believe in it.
For real?
Yes, of course. If you like, drink it as part together with your ex, that's none of my business. If you believe in it, you work for it. If you don't believe in it, that's it. I don't believe in it.
Alright, so you definitely go ahead and marry someone.
Of course, why not? Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
But I don't believe in it, so it will not work for me.
Have you ever had someone like that? Someone who, you know, proposed that?
You know, I don't know, maybe. I don't know because I don't do that investigation. I mean, I only go ahead and just, you know, I don't start digging about your past life or, you know, your ex or whatever. No. So, yeah, I don't believe in it at all. I don't believe it.
Okay, Suleiman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And actually, today is my boy's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's 20 today, yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday to your son. We celebrate with him.
Please, what's his name? Say his name on the radio. Let me ring something for him.
All right. His name is Sadiq.
Mr. Sadiq. Sadiq.
Yeah, Sadiq. Okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Sadiq, from all of us at 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to him. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Take care. Hello?
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 Hello? Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Moyo. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Pundit.
Good morning, Moyo. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? You took a break from the chat station?
I'm kind of busy. Like,
what happened? You found love and you left me. Uh-huh. Baby girl, why?
Moyo, please go ahead. Don't mind, Pundit.
No. In my own opinion, we are not that someone that has come and out it.
Sorry?
I will not marry a person.
Really?
That has come and out, yeah.
Why? All things have passed away, right?
Yes, no. But people always say that anybody that has come and out, you have to get, you have to, one or two things, you have to, you guys. But as for me, I will not marry the person. Because the reason I don't mind is that then they are doing something, but now I don't know what really happened that I'm not end up with that person.
Okay.
Because people used to change.
All right, Moyo.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
How about Dennis?
Dennis, he has gone back to his village.
Oh, Hakim.
Yeah. Oh, Hakim. My dear, I fired him.
Hakim went to Mela.
Don't mind me. Hakim is good.
Everybody.
Hakim is good. He's okay.
I miss you guys, sir.
Oh, we miss you too, Moyo.
Moyo, thank you for coming back.
I've not been here before now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Hi. Okay.
Okay. Bye, dear. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good morning.
Or rather, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Amos for Sam Collar.
Okay, Amos, first time caller. You're welcome.
Welcome, Amos.
Thank you very much. To me, Lordhood is imprisonment.
Is what?
Imprisonment. To imprison yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you do that, you will find out that gradually you will begin to fall out of love with that person in question. Because you find yourself, you know, man is an insatiable entity. They are never satisfied. So once they enter into that covenant, they find themselves like they have been imprisoned. And so they are looking for a way out. And that will bring about the change. And they will begin to find something that is attractive in any other person because they believe that person is already theirs. And so they are looking for something else.
Okay.
And so it will result into breaking of the vow, the oath you have taken. I'm just laughing because some people say that they don't believe in it. Almost every human being has a battle to fight, either from their ancestors or their lineage. And blood is very powerful. Sorry, I want to go religious a little. It is through blood of Christ that redeemed mankind back to himself. Blood, just blood. Then we are talking about blood here. And some people say they don't believe in it. There is much to blood. And some people are trivializing it. It's appalling because blood oath, there is nothing that can stand more than it. And then we are not talking about maybe let's call it love or fantasy. Then you are tributing that to nothing. It's a very grievous thing. So oath, as it is called, is a no-go area for me. I have an uncle who took the blood oath with his wife. And now, let me not call it his wife, his concubine then.
Wow.
They had two kids. I don't know what transpired between them. And the woman left for Lagos. She's in Lagos here. And then the man is over there. But today, the man cannot approach any other woman because of the oath. He's in prison.
Wow.
When my mother encouraged him to get another lady, since your woman has left you, the man was crying. He was shedding tears. He couldn't see. It was later we found out that they took blood oath. Today, the man has never had somewhat courage to get another lady. You can imagine such a prison. But here, young people who are in love, who are fantasizing about themselves, run into such just because they want to profess their love. That is not love. If you really love somebody, then let the person have a free will, not imprison the person. Imprisonment is error. And once a person finds out that he or she is in prison, the person will be looking for a way out, freedom. So it can't work. So blood oath is a no-go area. And to your next question, if I find out that a girl is already on oath with another person, man, I won't do that because...
Really?
Yes. I have battles fighting me. I should be talking about how to clear those battles, not adding to it. Every human being has a battle. If you believe it or not, every human being has a lineage, a trace. You have a root. And every root to our forefathers, they have gods they served at their time. And there are some roots that is being attracted to you because you have blood, you have their blood, their lineage. So you have not finished talking about your own fight within your lineage. You want to add another one to it. Yeah. May God help them. But blood oath is a no-go area for me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for calling. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello, good morning.
Finally.
Welcome.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Kingsley.
Your name is?
Kingsley.
Kingsley, please turn off your radio.
Okay. All right. You okay now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Ada, I want to ask you a question.
Hello? Right? Yeah, we can hear you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who invented this ideology, blood covenant?
My dear, to be very honest, I can't help you with that.
You see, we Africa, we like inventing stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. This Africa truth, as we are concerned now, is not a global truth. Mm. If you go to Europe or America, you don't know something of blood covenant or something. If you have a blood covenant and you are sick in your body because of the blood transfusion, then go to the hospital and get treated. Let's move religions out of this. And if you want to add religion to it, the Bible said even the major aspect of covenant is when you have sex with the lady. And the Bible says that when the spirit is joined with an harlot, is one with the harlot. You see, that is when the covenant takes place. That is when your joy, your spirit, it become one. You see, that is the most important covenant. Well, this one, they're talking about blood covenant. I don't really understand where you're coming from. For example, if I have a lady I want to marry, it's in two ways. I'm a Christian. If the lady is a Christian, fine. Okay, if she's a Christian, before taking the blood covenant or making the blood covenant with the partner, that is another issue. But after she became a Christian, before she became a Christian, if she take the covenant with the guy, that is a different issue. But after she became a Christian, after taking the covenant, is a different issue. If she took the covenant after she became a Christian, then there is no issue about the covenant, because the Bible said, you said you don't believe that all things are passed away. That is what Corinthians said. Corinthians 5.
I never said that. Said, I was asking a question.
Said it. Okay. You were asking a question that she does not believe that all things are passed away. Okay. That's what I told you. Said first. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, if any man being in Christ is a new creation, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What has passed away and what has become new? You see, when people are calling, talking about spiritual wife, does spirit have female name? I don't really understand. So people are calling, say, if she
is a conversation for another day. But it's all good. Thanks for calling, dear.
All right.
Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Jennifer on the line.
Hi, Jennifer.
It's been a while. I just decided to turn into and I'm really enjoying the topic so far. And I think the second to the last caller, I really like what he said. But how are you doing, basically, before I go ahead? How are you guys doing? Let me just shake it off. Everybody's too serious with this call. Like, everybody's too serious.
You know, it's something about the spirit.
Yeah, I understand.
We have to be serious. Okay, Jennifer, how have you been?
Fine. Thanks, God.
Okay.
And how is Splendid?
He's just smiling. I don't know why, but maybe because you're a lady. You know, Pondy has a thing for women.
Not all women.
You focus.
All right, darling. I got you. Trust me.
All right. So, for me, I don't think I have an issue with marrying someone that's on the blood oath.
Really?
Yeah. Not like I'm going to marry the person because I'm going to accept it. But if I truly like the person, if I truly want this person, right, you have to look for a way around. As far my spouse is done with the person, but the only thing here is just that he already did the old thing. We have to look for a way around it, because we know that anything that concerns blood, it's about covenant. You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to say what a caller said was wrong, but what I believe is, in as much as we know that our forefathers then had some covenant thing they did, we right now, we pray against it, right? And me, I'm a kind of person that just because of family covenant and the rest, once I've spoken to God about it and I believe so much about it, I don't need to go back to the shrine where they did it. But I'm praying with faith wherever I am. Like, I'm in Lagos and maybe the thing happened in the village. Sure, you understand?
Okay.
We pray against it. So if I have someone that I like so much and he tells me the truth that, oh, see what happened. Maybe when he was in school, he did a blood oath.
Okay.
Or he's no longer with the person.
Okay.
And he's ready to go all the way with me. Man, I'm ready to go all the way with him by breaking that.
I love that. I love that.
Because maybe there is nothing you can do. There is no way you can't go and call the girl back and cut your skin again and have another covenant to break it. No, we just have to pray about it. We just have to fast, pray, tell God whatever it is, because it's like no hard. Mm. That's what I believe. It's no hard. We can handle spiritual matter physically, which is by prayer.
Mm.
You understand? So
alright, Jennifer.
Pray together and everything. So that's why I said I can marry someone that had such
a mommy G.O. comment.
I'm not mommy G.O. I just know that there's always a solution to everything in this life.
Jenny, leave all this preaching. Don't worry. I did not enter any blood covenant with anybody, so I'm safe, okay?
Thank you, Jennifer. Why are you selling yourself, Bondit? And who said she's gonna, you know, find
let's,
you?
Let's get on the phone.
Why? You're
Hello, good
yourself.
Morning. Hello, good
Hello.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning. Please, can you speak up? What's your name?
Chikwa.
Okay.
Yeah. This program is
Sorry, we are struggling to hear you. We are struggling. Where are we?
Okay.
You can hear me, right?
Mm. Yes,
better. I mean, this particular topic is about treaty.
Mm.
You know, this blood covenant of the team. You know, before, we see it as a Chinese stock. It's all in this. This blood of covenant, but this is our new generation.
Okay.
This generation now, people are no longer doing this blood covenant again.
Okay.
You think so?
Yes, I know what I'm saying.
Okay.
People don't want to eat.
You can say the percentage has drastically reduced, but trust me, it's still there.
You know, let me tell you something. As before, that is during our football father. I said, during the time of Abraham, then, all the Moses, then, just by those kind of stuff. But, no, God covenant, I didn't know who to do that, this God covenant with you. No, but that time, where all those African fathers, before then, the Bible, the Caribbean stories, everything, but they say, I'm not being visited.
Okay. No?
Yes, I'm not being visited. So God covenant is not that is not a true. For someone because of someone love you, what have a God covenant is impression. There are some light not true long. Nothing is different from God covenant. Somebody who loved you, who brought and said or whatever he said, for too long. And when true love is in there. But that book coming to God, there's no God, no God, not God, but God coming to God. I didn't see him. That's not the reason. Love is different from a God that's going to be. I see it as a fixed God. Because there's a, if it's just someone is in the new, woman is in the new, and man is in the new. You see, there will be a kind of a gasoline between two parties. And that's where God goes in later on. You know? So let us not be, you know, like in his issues. Or making things, you know, in other way around. There's not a God carrying that. You understand?
Yeah.
God is different from woman opinion.
Okay.
So
thank
anything
you.
In this life, you carry God first.
Okay.
You see your true love that is not true love.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is James. I'm calling from Jakonde.
Okay, James.
Good morning, James.
Thank you.
We're good.
Yes, I am. I want to appreciate your topic. It's a very wonderful one for people, for us to learn, and for us to also share some of the experiences that we know people have gone through.
Mm.
Like, for me as a person,
mm-hmm.
it's something I will never try, even in my dream.
Wow. Okay.
I have an example, oh. like where I come from.
Mm.
I've seen two mature persons where we were told that they took blood covenant before this time, and then they went their separate ways, because the bottom line is, in the end, one person must be affected.
Okay.
And the one that is being affected is the one that is not strong enough.
Mm.
So possibly whatsoever the other person must have done to come out of it, one person must be affected. So the man is late, and the woman is alive, even up to now as I speak to you.
Wow.
And she's still remarried, and she's living her life, but the man has gone.
Oh, dear.
And then the daughter, their daughter,
mm.
still went ahead to what? Have a blood covenant with a young man.
Wow.
At their tender age. Do you understand? So for me, if you ask me, it's more or less like it has come to the extent, like maybe somebody can call it an hereditary or something. So it can affect your generation. So now, this same lady, they did that thing out of ignorance while they were still young. And then now they have come of age, they have discovered that maybe that compatibility is not there for them to remain as partners. Then they left each other. The young lady is married now with kids. And the guy is back there in the village living a meaningless life, very wayward. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
You get. So now, going to the other side of it, like, you know, settling down with somebody, you are aware that maybe he or she had a blood covenant with someone. Yeah. I can't do that. The reason is this. Either of my child, I'm having that in my mind now, but like, either of my child
mm-hmm.
might do it because I married you. You know? So it's a no for me.
Wow.
So it's something that, you know, it's not a very good experience at all.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Anna.
Yes, Mr. Austin.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Pandit, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Austin.
Yes, Pandit, yeah, just ending somehow. I see something happened to what happened. Yeah, it's not just like the way I normally hear your voice.
Nothing really. I mean, it's actually Ada that drank what I told her not to
hey.
drink, and I think she's the one affecting me.
Please don't mind Pandit.
You know,
okay. I am a bit cold. Yeah, I think the weather, but I refuse to be under the weather.
Yeah, I'm a bit colder. Okay. But well,
find my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
How about Dennis?
Dennis is fine.
Okay. Hey, Ada?
Yes, dear.
I myself, I didn't say anything in it personally, because if I meet you, for example, Ada, I want to marry you.
Mm.
Then after maybe as you are just moving, I do discover something like that happened to you, blood covenant. And since you are having sex with someone, you are having blood covenant.
Okay.
White blood cell covenant.
But
because
it's not the same.
Yeah?
It's not the same, dude. We're talking about the blood. I know that during sex, yeah, a lot of bones are created, all that.
Blood.
But then, I mean, we're talking about the one where you have a sharp object, you pierce your skin, like both of you choose the same thing, and then you leak the blood. Some people even mix it with water, drink it, and then make some silly promises.
I understand, Ada.
Yeah.
All those things are just nonsense to me. It doesn't affect anyone. Unless you affected yourself. Yes, it doesn't affect anyone.
Okay.
So far, you committed it as a sin and later lived that one. All things have, all things have passed away.
Okay.
Simple. So you forge on. If I meet a woman and say that you did that, my concern is, are you going to leave that person? Are you still going back to that person? Because going back to that person is not that you're going to take another covenant. You are going to take sex. The only thing that will hold you there is maybe the way the person are taking care of you or something, and not the blood that you both of you share. I don't think.
All right.
You understand?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. 22 minutes gone past one. We're supposed to end the segment at one, but hey, phone line seriously buzzing, and it's only fair for Pundit and I to, you know, take more calls. By the way, I just realized that Pundit has not shared his own side of the story. Pundit, you have to let us know with all your uni stories, your university stories. Come on, which girl did you at some point take to that Babalawo's place to do it?
I'd never take myself to anywhere in the first place. So, I've always been an intelligent child right from childhood.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always been blessed. I always knew what to do, what I'm doing.
Really?
So, I never really did anything like that. And let me just say this, that some people have called and they have said it means nothing to them. Nothing's going to happen. Some people say, it's a blood covenant since it's it involves blood. Something spiritual has been involved as well. But here is my own two cent sponsored by my urgent 2K. First of all, even if you don't believe that nothing is nothing, and you might say that based on the fact that you're a Christian or whatever you believe in, also remember that that same Bible that you believe in says that you should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemies or of the devil, whichever one. But here is the thing. In as much as you believe, it's nothing. You might just go into it, and at the end of the day, there's some little things that it might just put you through and it will affect your life. So for those of us that believe it's nothing, you have to understand that where it was involved blood in that same Bible that you believe, go and read about what happened. It doesn't like normal ones that was just about water and wine. Do you get? Now, going into a situation where you have to pierce yourself with a sharp object and your partner does the same, you leak and you say certain things, I think it's a total ignorance to me. I feel if you love someone so much, you can actually confess the love. You can make promises without involving you piercing yourself. Or maybe you just want to. You can just want to make a sign that you know what, will never part. Because man, not be when love the shackle. Because when love do I have body, you can't want to promise anything. It's at that point now that a man will give you his ATM card and tell you
and
the
not
pin.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you know? So after that period, you know, how did I go? Have you not been to a situation? I mean, have you not been in a situation where you come out of a particular relationship and you look at the guy and it's not your ex, or the girl is not your ex, you'd be like, how did I even love this person? Do you understand?
It happens.
Yeah. So, my advice to you is, even if you don't believe in it, but please, however deep you are in love with anybody,
Don't try it.
Say, lick my blood, let me lick your blood, we'll be together forever. It might not mean anything to you. You might believe it to not harm you and all of that. I feel it's a total ignorance. Why don't you channel that energy into showing that person with the little that you have? It's not until you have all the money, you take her to Dubai, you take him to, you know, Bahamas and all of that, you can actually show it in your day-to-day doings. Yes. You can actually show it and let your partner feel it, that man, this person actually loves me more than the blood covenant itself. So
indeed.
So come on, guys.
Thank you very much, Pundit. And What I'll say is,
of course, you have to thank me,
sweetheart. Look at you.
I know. Sweetheart, I know you're a sweetheart.
You're not. Come on, I wasn't talking to you. Blood covenant is something I strongly kick against. Now, what's the essence of doing something today for tomorrow that first isn't promised, and tomorrow that you definitely don't know? So I think it's high time we desist from this. People might think it's okay, people are no longer doing that, but trust me, people are still doing it. We still have some young people who all they care about is just now. They're not thinking of 5 years, 10 years from now. Blood covenant, it has never ended well. Well, just like Pondy said, some people called in to say, well, I really don't believe in that, but hey, in as much as we're trying to be scientific, we're trying to be logical, a part of me, maybe the percentage is not that high, but a part of me still believe in some sort of spirituality. So I think it's high time we do the right thing. Why take the blood covenant when you might actually be in the relationship and or you act as hell? So please, instead of doing that, Pondit rightly said that, my sweetheart, use that time, both of you, show each other how much you care and love for each other and how much you're ready to be with that person for a lifetime. Okay? Well, no one has ever approached me with that. Let me think. I think it was more like a joke in my secondary school. I used to have one classmate that was, you know, the secondary school love. We never kissed, we never had sex, but we just liked each other. So the guy was like, someday we'll just take a blood covenant never to leave each other. I was like, what? I am sorry, but I think I need to, for the very first time, not like, okay, I take that back. I think I need to give Nollywood industry credit. Well, Nollywood helped me. You know, growing up, I used to see loads of home movies. So that thought of you take me to a Babalawo's place, native doctor, me, swear before he dates me. I was like, never. So yeah, it never happened and he never brought it up again. So yeah, that was the only experience, but I have never proposed that to anyone and I will never. So yeah, dear, thank you so much for being part of the show. That's the Soul Therapy segment. We're supposed to start the hookup show at 1, but up until now, people are still calling, they want to contribute. So maybe we'll give this topic 30 minutes tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we talk more about it. It's something that our kids, our teens, our home, talking about teenagers, people should know. Because I bet you, the kids you feel are still young, that you don't want to talk to about matters like this, they have this conversation outside, they see movies, and some of them, they think it's the right thing to do. So please, let's not stop having this conversation, especially with our kids. We know better, but they don't. So do your best to educate your kids. Aside this, have sexual education with them, sex education rather. Just enlighten your kids on matters like this, okay? The earlier, the better. 29 minutes gone past 1. So if you are single and tired of being single, start sending in your detail and get your phone ready to dial the studio line. Just let us know who you are, where you're from, what you do, your age, your blood group, your genotype, your personality, and your anticipated partner. Be very honest about what you want. Of course, say you will. Say you will meet that one. Say you will meet that sweetheart. Say you will give it a shot. Say you will not give up.
I like the way Adas is, sweetheart.
Yeah. Sweetheart. All right, that was Say You Will by Brandy of her album Afro Desire, released in the year 2004. And we say welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 38 minutes come past 1. Our sincere apologies that we're starting the hookup show now. But not to worry, you can never tell when you meet that one. So it's not about when we start, it's all about when the magic happens, you know. Okay, I go by the name Adia Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and I have Pondit with me. Okay. Studio line is open, 0700-993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809
0597-597-5805. Ladies, we have a number for you. It is 014-657-190. Hit us up. Tell us who you are and the kind of partner you want to meet on the show. Then we'll talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning,
Moyo. Moyo.
Welcome, Moyo.
On the line.
Sexy Moyo, wow.
Moyo, don't change name.
When did you hear that?
Addition. You don't reach who calls sex, but now you're not sexy Moyo. No, come on, come on, dear.
I don't like to say it that way.
Oh,
like,
wow. That's how they call you.
Yeah.
Ah, Moyo must be very sexy. I see why you're stealing all my chat station boyfriends and male friends. Everybody, my men friends, everybody, Moyo. I hook me up with Moyo. Ada, please. Okay.
I don't understand.
Sexy Moyo.
Mm-hmm. Sexy Moyo.
That's my
friend. Who call me sexy, bye? Okay, Moyo, welcome. Talk to us, please.
I want to make a shout out to my friend.
Okay.
My childhood friend. Today is a big day. I'm glad that I love her so much.
Aww.
You know, some guy will fight sometimes. You know, just you know. I love her so much.
That's nice.
I call her Besha. Sometimes she used to be like crazy person sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. She's my friend, which I think. I love her so much. She will see me more years. I want to play a song for her. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, we are here.
Adekunle Good. Sina.
Okay.
You want her to sing?
We'll play the song for you. Thank you, Moyo. Pundit, what's wrong with you?
No, I don't know.
What's really wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong. I'm kind of wondering.
No, something is definitely wrong with you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mom.
Mr. Frank.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You great pundit. You feel like they disturb another moment today.
No, he's not. He's not even close to me. No, he's not.
I want to do my shout out to another Mom.
Oh, okay.
I want to
bring
tell
it on.
Mom that I love her so, so much.
Wow.
I love her voice. Only she's not giving me that laugh. That I get one wicked laugh. I wonder how she love that laugh. No, go enter, go twist my ear.
Really?
Make she the laugh for me here. Yeah. The thing there, I like her.
Okay.
And I want to send my regards to my friend, Muyi. So, greet her for me, okay?
All right.
And I want you to play me one music, one beautiful music that makes my heart to parena.
Okay.
The Fire Boy, you know now, my music is that.
Okay.
Help me. If you play for me, I will love you the more. I will tell you.
Wahala, for who they no love.
For who they no love, but for who they love, no wahala.
All right, Mr. Frank, thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay, dear. Bye. Hello, sweetheart. Sorry.
If a person call love me like this, if a lady call love me like this,
what will happen?
I will just spend my 2K now.
Ada, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
This is Chijoke.
Chijoke, please turn off your radio. Hello?
Okay. Ada, just play me Bambi by Vidiana.
Chijoke, turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've turned it off.
All right, what song?
Bambi by Vidiana.
Okay. We'll look
We'll
look for it.
Bambi by Jidena. Okay. Bambi by Jidena.
Chijoke, you were actually supposed to tell us why that song and for who. So do well to call us back and let us know who the song is for, then we'll play it. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the hookup edition of the show.
I'm David, I'm calling for my limo show.
Okay, David.
I wanted to hook me up.
Okay. So tell us, who is David?
I'm David by name. I'm 47.
Okay.
I'm 6 feet tall. I'm dark in complexion.
Okay.
I work as a storekeeper in a farm. I'm an easygoing person. I'd love to meet a very responsible woman who is very humble. She should be working. She's also ready to settle down between the age of 30 and 49.
Okay.
If any interest, tell it to reach me on this number. 090 37 94 62 78. I take the number once
before,
again.
Before that, what's your blood group and genotype? Hello?
37 94
Okay.
62 78
All right. Before you go, what's your blood group and genotype?
My blood group is O positive. Why my genotype is A?
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Mr. Jeff. Hello. Sorry, dear Jeff. Call us back if you can.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Austin.
Okay, Austin. Welcome to the show.
My name is Austin.
Okay.
Calling from the mainland.
All right.
I'm average in height, light in complexion.
Okay.
I work. I have a good sense of humor. My genotype is AA. I'm O positive. From Delta State. I would like to meet a young, intelligent girl from any tribe.
Okay.
But preferably from Benin or Yoruba, 20 years of age or 22.
Okay.
20 or 22, a working class or a student, someone that is very mature-minded and expressive. Can I drop my number now?
Okay.
Or any other thing?
Did you mention your blood group and genotype?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're not paying attention.
Oh, wow. My dear, we have quite a lot doing here. I'm looking for songs people requested for. I'm listening to
you.
Of course.
Yeah, you should be paying attention to me.
Wow. You think we're not? Is that
serious?
Yeah,
not if you are. You shouldn't be asking me again.
Wow.
All right. That's by the way.
Okay, but let me hear it then. Let me hear it.
I said my genotype is AE and I'm O positive.
This is good. I have pride. Okay, go ahead. Your contact detail.
This is good. I did what?
I have pride. That was on a lighter note. Oh, what? You don't know mine, so calm down. Okay, so call out your contact detail.
Okay. 091.
Okay.
23 62 84 35.
All right, call it out again.
Take that again. 091 23 62 84 35.
All
please,
right.
No flashing, please.
Do
please
people still
flash? They do.
Wow.
Especially the women.
I know.
Yes. Defend them.
Women
now.
Have upgraded. Yes. Calm down.
Please,
calm down.
Please,
we now call.
Don't be feminist.
Pundit,
please.
Don't I call
please.
You?
That is your colleague now.
Once in a
you call him now.
You're sick.
Thank you, Pundit.
You
clap
are
for yourself,
sick,
Pundit.
Pundit. It's okay, dear.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
No flashing.
Please. Madam Ada?
Yes, please.
This is the second time I will complain about this thing again, please. This show supposed, this call supposed to be 1 hour.
We Once know.
Like, is this
calm
TV?
Down, calm down. We know. We had to give
it's
the other topic a time.
It's very unprofessional.
Okay, okay. Well, heard. We'll work on that, okay? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. Please, can you speak up? Okay, welcome. Okay, dear.
I want to play a song.
For who?
No love. I'm not in love. I don't have a girlfriend.
I'm a virgin. I'm not happy at all. I just broke my heart. I'm not happy.
Wait, you don't have a girlfriend. You are a virgin. Yeah. You just broke your heart. Yeah. Only you.
Yes, ma'am.
No love. By who?
Eminem, Fisher, the new.
No, we don't have it on our playlist.
Okay. Play me the Cyrus. Adore you.
Who?
The Cyrus. Adore you.
Okay, I'll look for it. If I have it, I'll definitely play for
it. I'm going to ask you some questions, please.
Okay.
You see, this thing is not affecting me. I've not heard it before. It's not affecting me.
What did you say? No, my dear, come on. We have parish priests. We have people who are not having sex and they are okay. There is nothing wrong with you. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Ada?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Wesley from Amuadafi.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I'm listening to guys that have been calling in, and it's really, really funny when the things they are saying and where they're going about it, but it's okay. I mean, everybody to their opinions and all. I left stuff about getting hooked up. I would have loved to get involved, but I've been hard a lot, and I'm looking forward to reigniting the whole passion. But
hello, can you speak up?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to reigniting the passion after having a heartbreak a year ago. So I'm thinking of I'm almost 6 feet, fine complexion. I work in a corporate organization. I'm a supervisor, and I'm looking forward to having a relationship that is very serious. I don't want to date anyone. I just want to have happiness in my life.
You don't want to date. You need a relationship that...
Is that?
You don't want to date?
No. I'm tired of that.
So what do you want exactly? What kind of relationship?
Get to know someone, and the whole thing leads to something futuristic, something formidable.
So this period of getting to know this person,
get to know
no sexual activities?
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
No.
All right then.
Yeah, my number is 0809-089-5708.
Please call it out again, slowly.
0809-089-5708.
Okay, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 52 minutes gone past 1. It is the hookup edition of the Chart Station with Ada Blessing, and Pondit is right here. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name?
My name is Darko.
Okay, calling from where?
Lagos.
Where in Lagos?
Ikeja.
Alright, welcome to the show.
Alright. So, I'm actually calling for hookup.
Okay then. Follow the rules.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, actually.
Okay, you're welcome.
Right, my name is Darko, and I'm from Imo State.
Okay.
Dark-skinned, and I'm 6 feet tall. My blood group is O positive, and my genotype is AA. I'm a creative, intelligent, and innovative guy.
Mm.
My hobbies are reading, singing, and cooking.
Okay.
I'm actually looking forward to being with a hardworking, a purpose-driven, Christ-centered Christian lady between the ages of 30
Okay.
And above. And I don't mind if she's a plus size lady.
All right.
What I do for work, I work with the Nigerian Customs Service, so I'm a border command.
All right. Where are you from?
Imo State.
Okay.
What else?
Your religion and
okay, yeah. Right.
A bit about your personality.
I'm a Christian. Well, I'm just like my name, Darko. I'm determined, I'm diligent, I'm a disciplined person.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm fond of being with, and I'm a shoulder you can lean on, and I'm a good listener as well.
All right, then.
What else?
Yeah. So go ahead, drop your contact detail.
Okay, you can reach me via WhatsApp or post probably calling me straight up on 080-333-95245.
Okay, call it out again.
080-333-95245.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. Bless your heart, babe.
All right, bless you too. 55 minutes gone past one. Feel like taking more calls, but hey, we will not have time to play the songs that you requested for. So, final words from you, Pundit, before we leave the studio. And your, of course, your social media handles.
All right.
Your handles. We don't have time. We have to play the songs.
It's been a very fun time on the chat station, as always. No matter what I go through during the day, I always try as much as possible to be here. On our social media platform, it's House of Pundit. That's P-U-N-D-I-T. Hit me up. That is not following me. Please, you try and follow me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Pundit. And I go by the name Ada Blessing on Instagram at Ada Blessy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. Thank you very much for being part of the show. And please, once again, never play with one's emotions. If you want to contact someone, be very, very sure that you are ready to be serious. If you eventually meet the person and the person is not the person you were dreaming of meeting, please let them know politely. All right. Thank you very much once again. Security is every man's business. Be safe out there. Sina by Adekunle Gold. Enjoy this. Moyo requested for this. After this, we'll play Jealous by Fireboy, of which you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, that of the Hard Facts, Sunnyside. And of course, 5 o'clock, Sheriff Kodu will be here, The Morning Crossfire. Good night.